BJ and Jamie.
Alice, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. There's another crackdown.
Wait, I want to just fix something because I said it wrong. I said he was at Riker Island, P. Diddy. He's at MDC, which is Metropolitan Detention Center. And here's what I'm reading about it. This is what the inmate had said about it. It's plagued by violence. Let's see here. No staffing, a lack of medical care, unsanitary conditions. And it's also, many people have been stabbed there. Oh, it's barbaric. This is all where P. Diddy is staying. And this is what they're calling it. They see stabbings at least a couple times a week. One guy was stabbed in the eye with a makeshift knife. They're also saying that P. Diddy has to wake up at 6 a.m. He has to make his bed. Make his own bed. Oh, no, P. Diddy. He has to mop the floor, and he's allowed 1 hour outside by himself, and that he's allowed to take a shower 3 times a day.
They're saying he talked to his children over the weekend, and his children are saying, to friends or whatever, that he's just miserable. Absolutely. Well, you would be. You'd be depressed.
Well, yeah.
I mean, there is no chance. There's no chance. There's no light at the end of the tunnel. There's no chance this guy's getting out of prison.
And all I can think of is, like, thank goodness.
Yeah.
You know, because I feel like if I'm Justin Bieber, I'm like, yeah, it's about time. I've been living in fear of this guy going to say something, and now...
And jail is so much worse than prison itself. Because in prison, you at least get time out. You know, you get the yard, you get all that. In jail, you're in jail.
Yeah.
You're just there. And isn't it funny? Because I watch a lot of crime shows. There are criminals out there that they know which county to commit their crimes. Because the jail's better there.
Oh, really?
Than other counties. Yeah. They'll pick different areas. Like, they'll go to a place to do their crime where maybe they don't have the death penalty. Simply because if they do get caught, they don't want to be facing that.
Now, when does the Menendez brothers documentary come out? Because they're saying that they want to let those guys out of jail.
That promo is continuing to run right now. I don't know when it does come out, but I saw the promo over the weekend.
And it's getting a lot of legs, if you will, because people are saying, listen, those kids had every right to do what they did, and they should be getting out. So I don't know.
October 7th.
Okay. Yep. All right. Thank
you. On Netflix.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know if they will, though. All right. I guess there's another crackdown. Speaking of crime, there's another crackdown on license plates coming. It looks like the popo is going to come after you, man, if your plates are out of date. And I'm one of those people, so they're coming after me very soon.
Which county?
All over Metro Denver.
I-25 and I-70 corridors.
Yeah, they have their certain area that they're on. I feel like they do this like once a month. That they have a weekend where they really go after you.
Happening now, the Denver Police Department says they're going to crack down on expired vehicle registrations this week. They're joining Colorado State Patrol and the Aurora Police Department along the I-25 and I-70 corridors. A similar operation earlier this year resulted in more than 400 citations. Police say it led to a significant increase in vehicle registration.
There you go. They're
you want to hear something
you.
Racist, I always think?
What?
Okay, I probably shouldn't say it, and I'll be canceled, but I just do it, and I always say what's on top of my mind. Anytime I see an expired plate or somebody with temporary tags or no tags, I'm like, from Venezuela. I just instantly say it in my head.
Mine's outdated.
I know. So when I saw your truck today, I was like, that guy's from Venezuela.
Really?
I do. I don't know why.
It's just I always think just lazy.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, because I can relate to it.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I look at it and go, well, that's a lazy person.
I do it because I follow Do Better Denver, and they go down the streets and all down the streets and parked cars have no license tags or they're expired or whatever, and they're like, oh, these people are from a different country. And I'm like, yep. So, I mean, I know you're not allowed to say it on the radio, but I just did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And boy, did Spadil cringe. You okay, buddy?
Hey,
you okay? You all right? You okay? You okay?
BJ and Jamie.
I got to tell you, yesterday at this time, Bar Bingo exploded. People went online, got registered. Had over 1,000 people in the first few minutes. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
You want to play bingo, man.
Here's the update on that. Hopefully you got an email that says to RSVP. We sent them out. Well, we didn't. Our buddy Mark sent them out yesterday. So it should be in your inbox. Also check your spam. You need to RSVP for that. So you either got a thing that said that you're in, or you got a thing that said you're on hold. For those that don't, RSVP.
So you got something.
You got something.
You got something back.
Yeah.
All right, go check your box, man.
Yeah.
See if you've got something there. You should have it. But, man, oh, man, the outpour yesterday morning, it was like the first 4 minutes. Boom!
It was sold out in 4 minutes.
It was crazy.
I think it's because we've never gone to North Glen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And you got a lot of people that are signing up that's never been to a bar bingo.
Yeah.
Ever.
So that's exciting.
Or ever travel. So maybe it's the first time you've ever registered and you know, a little complicated here and there. But nevertheless, we'll make it happen. It's going to be a week from tomorrow night. We'll be at Prost Brewery up in North Glen. And it's going to be a good time. We have a lot of prizes to give away. It's going to be a blast.
I hope you wear those Elton John glasses.
Hey, me?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You like my glasses
today?
Oh,
yeah. Those are some bright teal looking son of a gun.
You look great.
I showed up today, Jamie, and I've got two choices. Okay. I can either wear these women's glasses.
That are teal.
Teal.
With flowers on the side.
Or I can wear these that are cockeyed. Okay. they lean a little bit and they throw me off and they throw you off.
Yeah, they do.
So I thought maybe I'd just go with the Elton John look. This morning instead of the
Yeah, you look
other.
Cool. You need like a, I don't know, like a captain's hat on or something.
Very metro of you.
Yeah.
Well, that's the captain of Tennille.
No, because sometimes, like remember Elton John had that, he would also wear a captain's hat.
He'd be a captain too?
Oh, yeah. He wore flashy outfits. Yeah,
he's
should
a
go.
Flashy dude.
You know what? You should go in sparkles next Wednesday. Yeah.
Elton John, as he gets older, he looks like my mom.
I know.
I swear.
He does, too.
If I put a picture of my mother up and Elton John, they look alike. They could be brother and sister.
Elton John. You also have the one Gene Simmons from Kiss. Not Gene, the other one. From Kiss, he looks like. And then
Paul Stanley.
Yeah, Paul Stanley looks like a woman. And then Aerosmith. Yeah. Steven Tyler. Yeah,
as you get older.
Oh my God. Steven Tyler sometimes looks like an old lady so many times. You're like, what is that?
That's going to be me.
Yeah.
When I get it to be about 75 or so, I'm going to look just like my mom. I think I'll wear a dress.
Oh my God.
Just go ahead and go for it, man. All right, Travis Kelce. I got to kind of defend this guy a little bit. Now, look, they're saying that he should retire, and they're saying that he's really crappy on the field right now.
Okay, that's everybody not what the coach is saying.
Well, I'm just saying that's what sports commentators, ESPN yesterday, they were going off.
But all you should care about is what the coach is saying.
They're saying that it's time for him to retire. I'm here to defend him, Jamie. I'm here to say, if you had all the projects going on the side that he has, and one of the richest women in the world you're dating, yeah, I'd be a little off, too. My days would be consumed with other things as well as football.
Well, what the coach said, Andy, or whatever his name is, he said, listen, we're not going to him right now because everybody's figured out that we always go to him. So we've changed up some plays. That's all that's going on.
I will tell you this. If I'm the San Diego Chargers, that's who they play next. Well, L.A. Chargers. If you're that team, you better cover him this week.
That's what I was thinking.
Because the coach is going to drop some plays for Travis Kelce
thinking.
So that they can put the kibosh to all these rumors going on.
I agree with that.
Right now, if you play fantasy football, if you bet on props with these players, you better take Travis Kelce this week because they're about to throw him the ball.
He's
going to
have a big game.
Yeah.
Because they want to get rid of these rumors that are out there, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, we all know that's how the plays work. Like with the Buffs or wherever, we always go to Hunter, right?
Yeah. I know every team has a go-to guy.
Yeah.
And that's
what's happened. And so that's why Andy said, hey, listen, everybody calm down. We changed up the plays a little bit. But I don't know. Travis looked so sad on the bench. He was like, well, I like to call him Travy, and I wish you all would call him Travy with me. But Travy is just, oh.
I don't know.
So depressed.
A guy saying Travy is kind of.
It's adorable, please.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm in full support of Travy. I don't like Travy. I'll tell you that right now. I don't like the whole Taylor Swift. I don't like the whole thing. But I do have to support the fact that this guy, okay, he had a bad game. Who cares? All right?
Yeah.
He's going to come back strong. It's not like he lost his ability to play in 1 week.
But it's just a pile on because Travy looks so sad.
Man,
and then Taylor wasn't there and we're all like, oh no, they broke up.
He misses his girl.
I think a lot of it's jealousy though. I think people just see him. He's got everything, man. He's got a girlfriend that's a billionaire.
I don't know.
This guy's got all these commercials. He just signed a $100 million deal with a podcast. He's got it all.
I think you're wrong.
Why?
I'd like to say quite the opposite. All right, I feel like...
He doesn't have it all?
No, I feel like he got himself trapped. Here's my theory. Oh. Okay, as a publicist, here's my theory. He's screwed. Because
why?
Now he has all the money he needs, right? He doesn't need to have a billionaire girlfriend anymore. He has all the money he needs. He has all the fame. But he wants to get rid of the pasty stick, right? And because you know, you've seen his past girlfriends are voluptuous. You know, they can move. Yeah. They're sexy. Yeah. He has a pasty stick right now. And he wants to like go, okay, got my own money. I can get rid of
He wants to trade up.
But he can't.
So he's stuck.
He's stuck.
Travs?
Yep. Travy.
I mean,
Travy's stuck.
The world will hate him once they break up.
That's what I'm
especially
saying.
Especially if it's him.
He can't because he'll get no more deals or anything.
He'll get so much hate.
He's stuck with the pasty stick. Yeah. Mm-hmm, that's my theory, and that is not being jealous. That is just being honest.
Yeah, I don't want to be him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that.
You like voluptuous. You like women that can, you know, move and stuff like that. Like, I mean, you don't want a stick.
Rub it, flip it, rub it down.
Wait, what?
That's smack one of my sayings.
Oh, smack
yeah.
it.
Yeah, smack yeah. it. Flip
you
it.
Don't,
oh, smack
you it. Don't rub it twice.
Oh, smack it, flip it, rub it down. Sorry about that. I'm a little off the game. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I haven't had one of those freak-offs in a while. I got to schedule one this yeah. week. Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, it is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Going to be 85 degrees. They're saying record temperatures this week and no rain. No rain.
I have our next new event.
What's that?
You know how you created Bar Bingo and it's become a huge success?
Yeah.
Thanks
I'm
to your wife.
For it.
Yeah. Well, it was actually your wife. Yep, but
I did.
It was your wife.
BJ, brilliant. Just brilliant.
Lisa, I think it was.
Yeah, it was me. It was all me.
But now it's gone. Like, people are doing this. Like, they have one in Denver that has, like, what's it called? Pyrotechnics. Like
Temple Nightclub.
Yeah.
They do a huge one.
Huge one now. And I think it's because of the spinoff of these that we've been doing, right?
Yeah,
and
people have been copying us left and right.
Yeah.
Other bars, in fact, in town have been doing these.
Yeah, they have.
Without us, of course.
Right. And so it really took off. So I have our new next, like, thing that we're going to do.
What's that?
Okay. Line dancing lessons. Yep.
Hmm.
Yep.
Hmm.
Hello?
Well, I feel like that's already going on.
No, I know, but I have a friend
bars?
That's a professional,
yeah.
And he lives in Los Angeles,
yeah.
and he is amazing, and he teaches them, and he makes up his own dances, too, like he just did one for the Morgan Wallen or whatever.
Okay.
One. Yeah, and because we play so many of these crossover artists now, I was thinking, this would be great. We, like, go somewhere big, right? And he gets up on stage, and I know it's not, like, really your thing, because you're more of a ride my white pony kind of guy. Yeah.
Well, and I'm kind of a recliner kind of guy,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
You know, that's the only drawback with that. I mean,
yeah.
Do I have to do it?
Well, yeah.
Because if I have to do it, then I don't know about the line dancing.
I think
thing.
It'd be fun for you and Lisa.
Oh, yeah. Couples activity,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, it'd be fun. So we go there. This guy is amazing. Like, he's amazing. And he's a great teacher. And he's used to teaching people like us.
Yeah.
That are like you.
Yeah. Can you do it in slides, or do you have to put
on
boots?
No, you don't. No boots. No, we're not going country like that. We're going mainstream. Oh, yeah, we're doing mainstream.
Line dancing, I just think of country for some
reason. Right, but it's getting more mainstream because all these guys have crossover hits, right?
Yeah.
So it's not like, it's more like, yeah, I'm cool.
We might be able to go viral on TikTok.
Yeah, we will. We will. Yeah. And he's I love him. He teaches at all the gay bars in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
But I think we can probably find a straight one that'll take us. But we can go to the gay ones. I don't care. I love gay people.
It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
As far as where we
do. But they're just such better dancers than straight people.
Bingo is so,
that they'll show us up.
Bingo is so easy. That ball pops up there. B4.
I know, but this is fun.
Like line dancing thing. It just seems like it's a lot of work.
No, because you got Post Malone playing and you're like, 1, 2, 3, kick. 5, 6, 7, walk over here.
I had some help.
Help!
Like I can make this kind of mess all by myself.
I'm not sure yeah. We can get enough people or enough insurance to cover us.
We don't need insurance. What kind of dance? We're not doing Dancing with the Stars. There's
we
no
could
lifts.
Get injured.
There's no lifts here.
Could be an injury.
It's going to break a hip.
You know, they got a 1, 2, 3 kick. There could be an injury.
I've never heard of anybody getting injured doing a line dance in my life. It's the lazy man's dance, okay? You'll be fine. It's not Dancing with the Stars. You don't have to lift Lisa over your head.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Put it together.
I was just thinking that this would be a fun thing to do, to have him fly him out. And I was going to text him yesterday and say, hey, would you be willing to do this? Because, I mean, literally, it is the rage now. Like, even my son's friends, they're all doing it now, too. So even the cool kids are doing it.
So we're going to fly him out?
So we're going to fly him out to teach us. Yeah, he's really good. He's a great instructor. And he gets, like, on, you know, like on Good Morning America and stuff. He teaches on there and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, let me know.
Okay, all right. But
I'll be updated.
But you got to be
send
in.
Send me an email.
You got to be in. Like, it can't be like, you
I'll
can't.
Show up.
Yeah, we're going.
I'll
yeah,
show up.
You
I'll
can't,
give it a
like,
shot.
Already like that.
Well, I'm just saying, I'll show up and give it a shot.
Okay, because Lisa would be excited for you to get out and shake your moneymaker.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the moneymaker, it hasn't been out in a while. Making no money. Fact. Moneymaker's broke.
It is broke.
Needs to be out there again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the world's begging for it.
I guess it's not moneymaker, it's tail feather, isn't it?
I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Sure, tail feather.
Yeah. At this point, I'm just playing along. There's a strike that could happen next week. They're saying could bring the entire country to a standstill. Now, I don't think it's going to happen because often they come up with, when something is this major, most of the time it doesn't develop. Like, you know, that whole bartender culinary thing that happened out in Vegas, and they were going to go on strike, and then they, you know, got a, they've reached a deal at the last moment. I think these people will too. But they have these longshoremen, and they're the people that unload these containers when they come to docks. There's 45,000 that are set to go on strike next week. I think it's on Tuesday of next week, October 1st. And they're saying if it does happen, grocery stores will be empty. Stores will be begging to get product in there, that supply chain will come to a halt. I don't know if this is going to happen, but man, they sure are alarming a lot of people.
A second shutdown this year is looming over the Port of Baltimore.
Mark my words, we'll shut them down October 1st if we don't get the kind of wages we deserve.
In a video released to YouTube by the International Longshoremen's Association, which represents three local organizations operating in the Port of Baltimore, the president and vice president of ILA say a six-year contract between the dock workers union and shipping companies expires at the end of the month. Uh-oh. And if they don't reach an agreement on wages, they'll go on strike.
They need to get really serious about sitting down with us and make it at the table and negotiate a fair and just contract.
It sounds like the mob threat or something, doesn't it?
What is that, like, music?
Yeah, music, yeah.
Well, what's that music?
Well, they put
even
out a video. They produced a video that they could release.
Oh.
They wanted to be theatrical.
Usually they go on strike and still work.
Yeah, you would think that something that important to our supply chain would not even be allowed. That there'd be a way to, you know, circumvent a strike.
Because I know, like, in Santa Cruz, all the employees in Santa Cruz are going on strike. I just saw that, but they're still going to work. I saw United Airlines is going to go on strike over Christmas, but I guess they're still going to work. You know.
Well, what good's a strike if you're going to work?
Exactly.
I mean, how are you going to get you got to put out videos with music behind it like you're a mob boss.
Right.
You got to come to the table serious, man. You can't be showing up for work with your lunchbox.
I know.
No.
Well, I think because they don't want to lose their jobs, right? So they're like, but we're still going to work, but we're striking.
Yeah. You might be on strike for a long time if you continue to work.
I agree.
Right?
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
So, yesterday, Spadell went to a wedding up in the mountains. What was the name of that place again, Spadell?
Wild Basin Lodge.
Yeah, they had llamas that served drinks.
It was awesome.
Yeah, you get llama liquor up there, right?
I don't want to go to another wedding that doesn't have llamas now.
I know, that's just a great little thing.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
Who came up with that idea? That you have llamas serving drinks?
I think it's
drinks?
Just part of that venue.
It's the package, the llama package.
I think that you get, llama package.
Yeah, I get that. I'm just saying, who came up with the idea? That's like wacky, just to think that llamas could be serving your drinks for you.
I'm just trying to think, like, at the board meeting. All right, here's what we got, folks. That's where I was. I was in the board meeting. All right, so I know we got this really nice place out here, so we're gonna strap on some shots to the llamas, and then everybody's going to do shots at the... Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's it!
How are we going to set ourselves apart?
Now, with your friends, did they select a Monday? Because isn't Monday kind of weird to get married
on? It's cheap.
Yeah. He told me that it was $9,000 off to get it on Monday.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's way cheaper doing during the weekday.
$9,000 deduction to do it on a Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah, because everybody wants the weekend.
Yeah. Hell yeah, let's do it on a Monday.
That's what they said, yeah.
Yeah, makes sense.
Coming up here in just a few minutes, we'll give you a code word that could send you to Vegas to see New Kids on the Block. They're doing a residency out there next year. That's right, next year. But we've got your tickets, Sue, to win.
Yeah, so it's New Kids on the Block, The Right Stuff, Las Vegas Residency, and it's at the Cool Park MGM Las Vegas.
And Tabloid Trash is coming up next here on the program.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.